Welcome back. If you guys have not heard that song, which I hadn't heard in a long time, by Mace, look up Welcome Back by Mace. Phenomenal old rap song. Guys, welcome back to Strength 101, the podcast where we break down fitness and nutrition into its simplest form so that you can get the results that you want. It's me, it's Nick, it's a solo session, so we're going to do some learning. And today we are going to go over carbohydrates. This is going to be a simple, straightforward, short podcast where I hit you hard with the basics of what you need to know and don't talk about the crap you don't need to know about carbs. So this is Carbs 101. But before we get started, we're starting something new. I want to shout out somebody from our gym every single time on this podcast for phenomenal results and phenomenal effort. And today, that is going to be Angel O. You know the O if this is you. If you're in our gym, you know who Angel O is. She recently crossed the 65-pound weight loss mark. That is just absolutely insane. Just by training consistently and going through our body composition program. So congratulations to Angel. She looks like an entirely different human. I think she weighs something in the range of like 120 now after a 65-pound weight loss. Congrats, Angel. But let's get right in to Carbs 101, because I can tell you one thing, that Angel, on her weight loss journey, she still ate carbs. And I bet some of you guys believe that's not possible. But today we're just going to dig in and we're going to talk about what carbohydrates are from a really simple perspective so that you understand what they are, what their use is in the body, and whether you should be scared of them or not. And here's your short story. No, you should not be scared of carbohydrates in any fashion whatsoever. They've just gotten such a bad reputation. So let's talk about it. Carbohydrates are energy, guys. It's just a really complicated way of saying sugar. All right. So carbohydrates equals sugar. And I can hear the people right now, Nick, not all carbohydrates are sugar. Yes, they are. They're all sugar. So let's start out with what they are and how your body uses them, because that's going to prove to you that they are just sugars. Carbohydrates are just varying lengths of chains of glucose. What the hell did I just say? That doesn't mean anything to anybody, right? Carbohydrates are just varying lengths of chains of glucose. Let's go simpler, all right? Let's take an analogy of Lego blocks. Everybody knows Lego blocks. You can imagine you just built a tower out of single Lego blocks. So just those little square ones, right? And maybe you just built a tower 12 of them tall. And let's just call that a complex carbohydrate. So a carbohydrate is simply a bunch of individual units of sugar. And I'm going to use the word glucose here to refer to sugar, because that's what is actually being utilized in your body. Sugar is broken down into glucose in your body and utilized by your muscles and everything else. So carbohydrates are just a bunch of different sugar molecules all combined together into a chain. And when those chains are longer, people call them complex carbohydrates. So complex carbohydrates are just long chains of glucose. And when people say simple carbohydrates or simple sugars, those are just shorter chains of glucose. So think like 2, 3, 4 of those Lego blocks together instead of 12 of them together. And the thing you need to understand, very basic concept, is the body breaks both of those down into the same substituent. It all gets broken down into individual units of sugar, individual units of glucose, before it can be used by the body. If it doesn't break it down to that, the body's got no use for it. It's going to pee it out. So let's start with, you got some carbs on your fork, whether that's rice, whether that's literally a spoonful of sugar to help the medicine go down. No matter what version of carbohydrates you are putting into your mouth, your body is going to start digesting them first with your saliva, but let's not get into that process. It's going to take too long. So it goes down into your stomach and your body's going to start digesting that. And over the course of the time that it spends in your stomach and in your intestinal tract, your body is constantly just cleaving off those individual units of sugar, those individual units of glucose, until they are down to, let's take that 12 glucose tower that we just said, that 12 Lego tower. Once it breaks it all down, now I have 12 individual units of glucose, and now the body is ready to take that into the bloodstream so that it can be transported around the body and used wherever it is necessary. And if it's 2 or 3 or 4 of those, then it breaks it down much faster. So that means that if I take simple sugars, like I'm eating a bunch of Skittles, and they go into my stomach, then maybe as soon as my body starts to transfer the contents of my stomach into my intestinal tract, maybe immediately those get to go into the bloodstream. And so your simple sugars enter your body for utilizable fuel way faster than the complex carbohydrates. That 12-unit stack of Legos takes a little bit longer to break down. And so that energy enters your bloodstream more gradually. And that's the big defining factor between these two things. But you have to remember that no matter what you eat, it's all going to get broken down into glucose. Even other forms of sugar, like fructose is a big word. Everybody's heard high fructose corn syrup and the fear-mongering around that. Or lactose, that's the sugars that are in dairy, that's in milk. Those get converted into glucose as well. Both of those go to the liver, go through the processes necessary, and they get spit out the other side as glucose. And so everything dials down to glucose. Everything is sugar. And glucose is just fuel that your body desperately wants and desperately needs in order to run properly. It is the primary and preferred form of fuel for both your muscles and your brain. And sugar's gotten a bad reputation. People say it's addictive. People overindulge on it. But it is necessary, guys, for optimal performance. If I go into the gym right now and I start pumping out a bunch of bicep curls, my muscles already have a bunch of glucose, a bunch of sugar stored inside them that is there prepared to be utilized so that my body doesn't fatigue out after the first repetition that I do. We call that glycogen, and it's always stored in there because your muscles do not function well if you do not have glucose. Even if you don't take in carbohydrates and you're just eating protein and fat, your body is going to try to go through a process to convert those types of foods into glucose because it's the only thing that your muscles can run off of. And so if I went into a workout and I hadn't been eating any carbohydrates and I don't have any carbohydrates or glucose stored into my muscles, then I'm going to get like maybe one set into my workout or 10 minutes into my workout, and I'm going to get that deep burn, that deep fatigue in my muscles that usually would come way later in the workout because I don't have any available fuel for my muscles to use. So very important that you, if you have goals to build muscle, or if you just want to perform well, whether that's athletically or just in your daily workouts, that you need to have carbohydrates as part of your daily diet. Your brain also functions best off of glucose. And so we see this commonly when people come into the gym and either they've been eating a low carbohydrate diet, or maybe they come in fasted early in the morning, fasted meaning they didn't eat anything, and they come to their 6 a.m. workout. They came from sleep, they woke up, they drove to the gym, they started working out. Their body has not had any carbohydrates yet, and they get kind of a head fog. They get dizzy. Maybe they're feeling nauseous. And all of those things happen because a lack of utilizable carbohydrates in the system. And so the reason I'm hammering this so hard is you want to see carbs as your friend, especially if you're somebody who likes to lift weights, you like to work out frequently, and you want to build muscle over time. Carbohydrates are your buddy, and you should do away with all the fear-mongering that you have heard, whether that was the mainstream media or the Instagram influencer, and you should start to embrace those carbohydrates. Now, it's true. Sugar can be addictive. It can be overindulged. But like I said, it's necessary for optimal performance. So sure, if you can't stop eating the cookies, like me personally, if I open a pack of Oreos, it's one sleeve or nothing. Like I'm either eating zero Oreos or I'm eating entire sleeve. And if that's you and you know you're going to overindulge on them and that's going to cause you to gain weight, not because of the carbs, but because of the sheer caloric load of that many cookies, then don't buy the cookies. You know, opt for a different type of carbohydrate source that you're not going to, you know, jam too much of it down your gullet. But don't tell yourself that I can't eat carbs, because it's just not true. And your body will feel better if you do. So how much carbs do you actually need? Well, in my personal opinion, after you eat your base levels of protein and fat, and so like for protein, most people should probably get somewhere in the range of 70 to 100% of their body weight in grams of protein. That means if I'm a 200 pound male, I may, if I'm training three times a week, want to be eating at least 200 grams of protein. And then, of course, you can't go zero fat in your diet. And so I'm going to eat some fat in my diet. But then if I really want to perform well in the gym and I want to build muscle, I'm going to fill the rest of my diet with as many carbohydrates as possible that my body can handle without me putting on excess fat. All right. So we've beaten the horse. The horse is dead. You know, it's laying in the ditch right now. You know that carbohydrates are good for you and that you will perform more optimally on them. And you've done away with all the fear. And now you're like, okay, well, what should I eat? Because you said that it all breaks down to the same thing. So does that mean I can eat Skittles for every meal? Well, maybe. So here's some considerations when you're deciding like what type of carbohydrates to eat and whether you can tolerate them or not. So first thing is eating complex carbohydrates, like we talked about earlier. So this is going to be things like your brown rice, your sweet potatoes, some of your vegetables that are a little bit higher in carbohydrates. They take longer to digest. Just like we talked about that 12 stack Lego block, it's just going to take longer for it to break down into individual units. That's going to take longer to digest. So if you're trying to lose weight, this is a great way to combat hunger. So if I'm somebody who has to lower my food intake in order to lose weight, then I am going to opt to eat some of these complex carbohydrates, the brown rice, the potatoes, the sweet potatoes, I don't eat that many complex carbohydrates because I'm not that guy. So, you know, you can Google many other types of these and you're going to be able to combat hunger better than if you were to take in simple sugars. Now, eating simple sugars is a really easy way to get fast energy. And so we often recommend to the people in our gym that they take in some type of simple sugar 30, 45 minutes, maybe an hour prior to a workout, because then we know that they're going to have utilizable fuel for their workout. And so what we recommend often is, hey, take in a granola bar on your way to the gym. Maybe buy one of those small Gatorades that's basically sugar water and take that in on the way to the gym, because those simple sugars are going to get digested very quickly and that energy is going to be ready for you to perform highly in your workout, which we know is necessary if you want to build muscle over time. Now, some people feel energy differences on the different types of carbohydrates. You know, you'll hear people talk about spikes and crashes. Like, I have a 4-year-old and, you know, the sugar rush thing is a real thing. If I give her a bowl of ice cream right before bed, she's not going to sleep right away. She feels that intake of energy. She feels that spike of energy that comes from the sugar just dumping into her bloodstream. And everybody has a different tolerance to this. And so some people are very sensitive to this. And so if they eat simple sugars, they're going to feel a massive energy increase. And then maybe an hour or two later, they're going to feel a massive crash. And so if you're that person, you may want to opt for more complex carbohydrates that are likely going to dose that energy into your system at a more consistent long-term horizon. Now, on the flip side, some people don't feel that at all. So don't blame the carbs if you are feeling the highs and lows of eating sugars. Just switch up the type of carbohydrate that you eat. Find the carbohydrates that fit your body's personal sensitivities. Me personally, like, and my staff knows this, I drink sugar all day. I'm drinking a Sprite right now. Most of the time, I'm opting for the fastest form of carbohydrates that I can get into my body because I just have not found it to be true that my body goes through these sensitivities. And maybe that's because I've opted for simple sugars for so long that I'm just used to it. And if you're somebody who is a larger human being who is trying to put on muscle, like I'm sitting here talking to you and I'm 6'4" and 230 pounds, I need a lot of calories every single day to fuel my body. And if I opt to eat brown rice all day, then I'm going to be munching like a cow, like for 4 hours a day on food just to get my energy total in. Whereas I can probably get just as many carbohydrates from one can of Sprite that takes me 5 minutes to drink as I can from an entire bowl of brown rice. And so that might be something you opt for if you're a large human that needs to meet your energy needs. Now, since I mentioned soda, one thing I do want to bring up is high fructose corn syrup. We kind of alluded to it earlier. I said that fructose, when you ingest it, still gets broken down and converted into glucose. So it all ends up in the same place. But I think a lot of people have these questions about whether high fructose corn syrup is bad for you. We hear all these stories about how it contributes to obesity and that people with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, like one of the main causal factors for that is like drinking soda or a lot of fruit juices that contain high fructose corn syrup. And so is high fructose corn syrup actually bad for you? Well, no. If you are somebody who is eating a normal caloric balance, and that means you don't have a bunch of excess body fat, your body is going to use whatever energy you put into it. And so whether you get your energy from brown rice or you get it from high fructose corn syrup, your body's going to utilize that. And so it doesn't have time to establish itself as fat around your liver, which is what happens with people that do get non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Somebody is in a caloric surplus, which means that they're eating more than their body uses every single day. And so their body is in a fat storage mode. And because that fructose goes to the liver to get converted to glucose, it gets stored right around that liver and it causes massive issues for those organs. And so if you're somebody who maintains a normal body weight and you train frequently, you don't have to be scared of high fructose corn syrup. You can pretty much have whatever carbohydrates you want, keeping in consideration some of the things we talked about earlier. How does it make you feel? You know, are you on a diet and you want it to digest longer? But somebody like me, I'm not on a diet. I need to meet my calories and I don't feel like I get highs and lows from having sugar in my diet, I'm going to utilize Sprite and other sodas to my advantage. So the end story and the summary for carbohydrates, guys, is I want you to see carbs as good. I want you to see them as vital, especially if your goal is to perform well in the gym and to gain muscle mass over time. Carbs are your best friend. Your performance mentally and physically will be optimal if you're ingesting enough carbohydrates. And if your body performs better and feels better on complex carbohydrates, eat those. But if you feel fine eating simple sugars and it's easier on your lifestyle because you don't like cooking brown rice, you'd rather have a bag of Skittles, then eat those. Do whatever's best for you and get rid of the fear. Get rid of all that information about how carbs are bad for you. Carbs are bad for somebody who is 100 pounds overweight and they don't need to store any more carbohydrates in their body. But if you maintain a normal body weight and you're a frequent gym goer, then carbs are your best friend. They're your best fuel and you should embrace them. Now go get some carbs, guys. Now, if you want more information like this or if you found it useful, then hit us up on our social media. On Instagram, we're there at Strength Academy RF. On YouTube, we're at Strength Academy 101. And if you go to TikTok, you're going to find a bunch of our podcast clips and we're at Strength 101 Podcast. Any of those places are a great place to find more information like this. If you're somebody that is interested in controlling your nutrition a little bit better, you should look up our body composition program. It's the program that we use to help people inside our gym lose weight, and we have an online version as well. So just reach out to us and see if that's a good fit for you. But hopefully what you took away from this podcast is that carbs, no bad, carbs good. This is Strength 101. Peace out.